Nolte, Dr. Jill Biden makes it okay to attack the media again. By John Nolte on December 14, 2020. We have some good news today, beyond the rollout of the Trump vaccine. Yes, thanks to Dr. Jill Biden, it is once again okay for politicians to attack the media. And who do we have to thank for that? None other than Dr. Jill Biden, who, by the way, is not a doctor. She's one of those doctors with a PhD in something or other. Probably something useless like women's studies or public education. Anyway, here's just how far the far-left Washington Post is willing to bend over for Democrats. Boy, if you thought Democrats had it good before, wait till you get a load of this. Here's the Washington Post just 3 years ago mocking the use of the doctor title if you are not a medical doctor. Sebastian Gorka likes to be called Dr. Gorka. He gets his way only in conservative media, the headline reads. The Post then devotes hundreds of words of mockery aimed at former Trump advisor Gorka for using the title doctor. My feeling is if you can't heal the sick, we don't call you doctor. Bill Walsh, the Washington Post's late, great copy chief, told the Los Angeles Times in 2009. Journalist Mark Oppenheimer, who has a PhD in religious studies from Yale, wrote a magnificent takedown of doctor usage in the New Republic in 2014. Following the death of Maya Angelou, who had been awarded several honorary doctorates and preferred to be called Dr. Angelou. We use titles, Oppenheimer wrote, just to honor our supposed betters, Queen Elizabeth, Sir Paul McCartney. As an American and a Democrat, I think this usage is stupid, un-American, and best left overseas. A magnificent takedown of doctor usage, the Washington Post writes of Gorka. So, to sum up. Not too long ago, these were the rules. 1. Attacks on the media from politicians were considered an attack on democracy. 2. Non-medical doctors who call themselves doctor deserve a magnificent takedown. Oh, my. How things have changed. This weekend, after a Wall Street Journal columnist politely asked Jill Biden to stop using the misleading title doctor, oh, and this might be a good time to admit that. Until now, I thought Jill Biden was a medical doctor. The Biden campaign attacked democracy, the media. TE at Wall Street Journal should be embarrassed to print the disgusting and sexist attack on a Dr. Biden running on the AWS Jopinion page. If you had any respect for women at all, you would remove this repugnant display of chauvinism from your paper and apologize to her. Biden spokesman Michael LaRosa tweeted Saturday. And how did the defenders of democracy at the Washington Post respond to 1. Politicians attacking the media and 2. The Wall Street Journal agreeing with the Washington Post about the misleading use of the title doctor by someone who is not a medical doctor. Well, let's just say it is suddenly now okay for 1. A politician to attack the media and 2. To use the misleading title doctor if you are not a medical doctor. How about that? The Wall Street Journal column about Jill Biden is worse than you thought, the Washington Post headline harumphs. As of Sunday morning, Biden had not directly responded to the column, but her spokesman Michael LaRosa did. If you had any respect for women at all, you would remove this repugnant display of chauvinism from your paper, he tweeted to the Wall Street Journal's editorial page. And to the future First Lady, whatever happens, for pity's sake, don't listen to this weird, grumpy, elitist man. Don't ever sit in the White House and wonder what happened to your old sense of self. Be Dr. Biden. Be Dr. Biden forever. Did I mention how good Democrats got it? It's not just the fake Washington Post. A 2015 study of the far-left New York Times discovered the following. Ben Carson has been called doctor in 12.1% of the Times stories in which his name appears. Jill Biden has been called doctor in 23.0% of the stories in which her name appears. Ben Carson has been called Mr. Carson in 15.3% of the stories in which his name appears. Jill Biden is called Mrs. Biden in just 3.3% of the stories in which her name appears. Thus, head-to-head, we see that Times blogs refer to Jill Biden as doctor nearly half the time, 48.3%, while referring to Ben Carson as doctor just 8.9% of the time. She is called Mrs. Biden just 6.9% of the time, while he is called Mr. Carson 34.7% of the time. They're all liars, they're all fake news, and anyone who trusts the corporate media is a flaming idiot. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.